In the lunchtime edition, the police commissioner explains the circumstances under which street character Albert John died, providing detailed evidence at a news briefing to show he died from internal gangrene and sepsis that was unrelated to an altercation he previously had. The top story in this edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. I'm Stetson Babb. Details coming up. Police Commissioner Richard Boyce says street character Albert John was involved in an altercation prior to his death, but that a post-mortem discovered his death was a result of an unrelated condition that led to internal gangrene and sepsis, which killed him. Mr. Boyce was speaking at a news conference at police headquarters, which follows significant public outcry over the death of Mr. John following reports that he had been beaten. Mr. Boyce gave the assurance that the police treat very seriously reports of attacks on the homeless and other vulnerable people and have been carrying out extensive investigations into the case, including reviewing CCTV footage, which was unhelpful. The commissioner disclosed that the altercation in which Mr. John was involved was the result of his having found a sum of money that had been dropped at King Street in the city by a great nephew of his, an Albert Allen.
And that is where a young man by the name of Andre Allen was walking through King Street, and he had a sum of money in his pocket. And when you reach the area close to White Park Road, make a check for that money, only to find out that the money was missing. He decided to retrace his steps in search of the money, and he asked persons along the way whether or not they have seen anyone pick up a black plastic bag from the road which contained the money. Fortunately for him, he met a lady who told him yes, she saw the deceased, Albert John, pick up the black plastic bag which contained the money. Now, I must say, let you know that Andre Allen, the deceased, is his great uncle. So there's some knowledge between these two persons. And when Andre Allen was told that, he went in search of the deceased, confronted him, told him that he knows that he was the person who found his money and he would like back his money. The deceased denied finding any money, and a heated exchange of words occurred between these two persons. Coming off of that exchange of words, persons started to gather. And while there, some person whose name we are trying to find out took a piece of wood and struck the deceased with it in his back.
Mr. Johns went to the hospital that day and was treated and discharged. There were some superficial injuries on his body. He was told to return but did not keep that appointment. On the 10th, he was found lying on the ground at White Park Road. An ambulance was summoned, and he was taken to hospital where he died. A post-mortem was conducted.
But the significant thing that came out from the examination of the body was an enlarged scrotum and a penis. He also had a very tender stomach. And when intrusion was made to the body, it was found that he had tremendous inflammation in the body. In that, he was in the decaying state where certain organs were concerned. The intestine, the scrotum area, those areas were starting to decay. Postmortem continued, and the whole body was photographed. Scratches and other things were noted. And the pathologist came to conclusion, having examined the body, found that there was heavy evidence of gangrene, sepsis, and other conditions related to decaying aspect of his body. And on conclusion, he determined that the deceased cause of death was related to those things which I mentioned, that is, swollen scrotum, and also having that large bulge in that area, it constricted the blood vessels and then brought on sepsis and other conditions which I mentioned before. And because of that, it was ruled as a natural cause.
Police Commissioner Richard Boyce, this is The Latest. Police investigations continuing into the death of 65-year-old Terry Harper, who was stabbed and found floating in the water at the Bridgetown Fisheries Complex last night. Police were alerted around 10:20 p.m. by the Barbados Ambulance Service about the incident and upon arrival discovered the lifeless body which had stab wounds. When Starcom Network News visited the scene today, a friend of the deceased expressed shock and disbelief over the way he died. He described the victim as a cool guy who enjoyed going fishing.
He was my friend, so I was surprised when I heard that he had died that way. He was cool, man. He didn't like singing karaoke and thing. And, you know, he liked a little romantic too. But otherwise, I had no problem with him. He fish sometimes. He would like clean boxes or hug the processes and them with the fish.
A friend of the deceased, Terry Harper. Well, government expects to save up to $150 million U.S. dollars from a debt buyback and is to use the savings to help pay off a loan for a massive upgrade of the South Coast sewage system, including a new sewage plant at Graham Hall Christchurch through a loan from the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB. Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Rand Strawn, has told the House of Assembly that the government is repurchasing $600 million of its debt, which will be reissued at a lower interest rate.
The savings from this particular transaction that we will see over the course of the 20 years, these savings will approximate to roughly about $150 million U.S. dollars, sir. And therefore, if you accept, sir, over that period of time, we borrow the money up front, sir, to build the plant and the related infrastructure and use the savings of the capital loan we are going to incur from IDB as well as the GCF in part, then, in fact, sir, we would not have increased the debt at all.
Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strong, CARICOM and Indian leaders meet in Guyana tomorrow for what's being described as a historic summit. The Guyana-based CARICOM Secretariat has announced that at least 14 CARICOM heads of government are expected to attend the second India-Caribbean Community Summit. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi is due to arrive in Guyana from Brazil, where he is attending the G20 summit. The United Nations says more than 20,000 people have fled their homes across Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, in just 4 days amid escalating gang violence. According to the UN, more than 17,000 people are seeking shelter in 15 displacement sites as critical supply chains collapse. And Russia says Ukraine has fired U.S.-supplied long-range missiles into the country a day after Washington gave its permission for such attacks. The Ministry of Defense in Moscow says Ukraine used the Army Tactical Missile System in a strike on Russia's Bryansk region this morning. It said 5 missiles were shot down and 1 damaged, with its fragments causing a fire at a military facility. The strike represents the first time the long-range missiles have been used on Russia's internationally recognized territory. After Washington signaled Ukraine had permission to do so, Russia has vowed to react accordingly. Our top stories. The police commissioner, Richard Boyce, explains the circumstances under which street character Albert John died, providing detailed evidence at a news briefing to show he died from internal gangrene and sepsis that was unrelated to an altercation he had had over missing money. Government undertaking a massive upgrade of the South Coast sewer system and is buying back $600 million in debt as part of a plan for the financing of the project. Friends express shock over the stabbing death of Barbados's latest homicide victim. And CARICOM and Indian leaders meet in Guyana tomorrow for what's being described as a historic summit. The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.